You don't know about Jesus and his golden locks and his red beard? He's from South London. He'll save us. He thinks it's bullshit too, right? But he has an AR-15 in his hand. He'll kill people at a fucking supermarket because you're pissed off. Fucking, I'm so over these pussies, man. The pussies have to stop running Earth. It's true. The fucking cunts are running the world. You never heard that Jarvis Cocker song? It's called Quantum Theory.
Okay.
It's like a hidden track on the end of his first record. And it's called The Cunts Are Still Running the World. Well, it's called Quantum Theory, but put your weed in there.
Yeah, so that one's kind of nice, like...
Like buy one for two for 50 and three for whatever.
Having two nights is way better this time.
Oh, yeah.
Because one day, we're just like...
Come on, today is for Zia up here, right? And whatever's on the way back, I guess. I mean, we could have another. Dude, I went to the fucking Chandler one. It was the first time I've been there in a while, and that one sucked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was there for hours going, fuck you guys, you have nothing.
Huh.
I'm like, and trust me, I have a lot of fucking records, but there's still, like, if I just started naming them off, I could probably name off 100 right now that I'm still looking for.
They're still looking for.
You know? So... Like those two youth group I was talking about, I was like, you know what I did get though at that store? I got like one obscure hardcore album that I was like, oh cool, for. But then I got the new. It was the only one I could find the new Stereo Lab fucking thing on.
Huh?
Lab just put out this thing. It's called Switched On Volume 4, okay. And it's all versions of old songs from the 90s that they never put on anything.
So, really? Yeah. So they remastered them?
Yeah, they've done it like. They've done it with a few albums because Switched On was just like a compilation album. It's not an actual studio record. That they wedged between two albums.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did like the... What was it? A couple years ago, they released like the thick packs with the extra CDs and live shit, double stuff. And they called those versions one through... Volumes one through three was Switched On. Oh, and I can't find that one either. So if I see that today... But I looked at what it is and I'm like, I have all the actual separate records.
Right.
Compilation albums. Because half those Stereolab albums are comps. You know, Transit's an album. But like... Switched On, Pang, all the first ones, they're all compilations of, like, 10-inches and EPs and shit. And back in the 90s when, you know, they put out compilations for record labels constantly.
Right.
You know, which they don't do that shit at all anymore.
At all.
You know? So.
I've seen a lot of...
You know I mean? It's like, oh, the new Slumberland comp or the new Matador. I have a bunch of them. Like,
oh, and
Matador,
a lot of, like, the real, like,
you know,
indie...
two songs from 30 bands, you know?
There's, like, these indie groups... In the true sense of what an indie group is, right? Like an independent group.
Put out their own fucking record.
They're putting out their own shit. Yeah. They're going to cassette. And I'm like, damn. Because, and I mean, that's great, but
not
like...
Not into cassette nostalgia is fucking lame, I
And
think.
I've put, you know...
They were a pain in the ass
I've put
CDs
out two
out.
CDs, two albums on CD, about to be a third. I didn't, like, I'm glad I didn't, like, spend the $300 to, like, have a bunch of CDs sitting around because I'm not playing. But once we start playing again, I want that as merchandise, so I'm going to do it, right?
Yeah.
It's not that expensive. It's not that much, and I can all, like, I've never looked into what it costs to have tapes produced, but it can't be that much more expensive.
Or it can't be. Everyone's doing it again. I see it on every band camp, and we have the cassette, you know?
Fucking cassette.
It's trendy now.
Right. Fuck cassette. Like, you're not going to be able to get a cassette player unless a cassette player is either brand new in the box from the 90s, which you're going to pay way too much for, and it was still garbage technology, or you're going to have a company that just built one this year.
Yeah, I saw a few new, like, now we make cassette players, but...
And they're $300, like, sucking.
Or you know how to fix old fucking tape decks and...
So, to have, like, shit quality, fuck off.
I mean, I've thought about buying a cassette player every time I see them at Goodwill's or whatever, and it's like, there's a reason that tape player is at Goodwill. It's
right.
Always the same thing. The eject butt doesn't work for some reason, and, you know, the dual ones, like, the record button never goes down again.
Well, in my, you know, the cassettes that I have, I've kept them for a reason. They, like, it was never released on anything other than that cassette.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. And I'm going to put it into an old-ass cassette player, and it's going to rip the tape right in half, and it's going to piss me off.
Right. There is a thing like this that's about the size of an actual tape Walkman, and you... digital.
I do have one of those, and it also has a turntable on it.
Oh, does it?
So, and I've done a couple of transfers with it, but it's fucking sucks.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's a tape.
Yeah, like damn it.
I know, I see all the tape nostalgia, and I guess a lot of people like it, and it's like, but tape, to me, tapes were what I had, you know?
Right.
It was a portable record. That's what was so great about it when I was a kid. It's like, I could bring the album with me.
The first time I figured out, like, how a CD worked, I was like, oh, shit, you can skip to whatever song you actually want to listen to? This is amazing.
I grew up listening to records. My parents had a shitload of, like, actual vinyl.
Yeah.
My grandpa had all these old 78s and fucking, you know, Bing Crosby and bullshit. But we listened to records. We had the old Victoria. Yeah. I probably have pictures of it somewhere. It was fucking amazing, you know? Still had the working 8-track in it.
Yeah, we had a television. That had the television, and then on the right side, he lifted up the thing and had a record player and an 8-track player.
Yeah, ours was like that, but it was like just the whole big thing, and then it had the giant speakers on either side. And but like Nate and I would get home from school and put on our fucking grandpa or our dad's records. I mean, yeah. But then when tapes came out, it's like, oh, you mean I could get in the car and bring this with me?
Right.
You know, and then CDs was even easier. I like CDs. There's something about it, and I don't give a fuck. I'll fight people to death. The analog sound and the vinyl hiss and all that bullshit they want so much. Digital sounds better for a reason because it's, you know, it's made to.
It absolutely
in a literal audible way. It sounds better. You're just a snob that wants to, and everyone's already probably said this, and I get it, how the purity of vinyl and collecting and all that in a Henry Rollins way, I get it. In a high fidelity way, I understand. I used to be that guy. It's a pain in the fucking ass, though.
Right. And it's not accessible for you.
No,
you know, like,
not right
now. If I want to play...
I'll spend $100 today and come home with 30 albums. If I'd come home with 3 pieces of vinyl.
Right. And like...
That were
like,
awesome, but...
If you're like, you know what?
A good record's $30, $40,
$50. Like, I want to hear this album right now. I can run, put it on.
Yeah.
It's playing. Great.
Oh, I gotta, I don't want to get up and turn it over. I don't think that kitschy coolness of, like, you know, if I was into that and I lived in fucking Portland or some shit and I was one of those people that had knuckle tattoos, here I go generalizing, but people want to hear this kind of shit anyway, don't they?
Of course, yeah.
You know, Stone Jared talking shit out of his ass. You know?
It's true. True as fuck.
You don't want to hear me talk about how much I love Jesus and puppy dogs? I mean, come on.
I mean, I do.
Yeah, I love them all, but...
But it's not my shtick.
No. My shtick is fuck you and here's why. Perfectly honest. Yeah, man. I would have seen Built to Spill like fucking 8 times by now.
Shit.
At least twice, probably. Everyone's canceling all their tours again.
Are they really?
Yeah, Not a Surf just did. A bunch of other bands that were going to tour.
I like that. Dinosaur Jr. is like, we're going to be on tour for a year and a half. Here's all the dates.
Oh, I know. So we'll see him next January.
Yeah.
At Crescent. If everything goes according to plan.
So that's another thing that I'm kind of curious about. That I was really high the other day thinking about this. That, like, going to see shows, that's like something that we like to do. Like, that's, you know, and there's a lot of people that like to see shows that now... I think there's going to bring out a lot of people who weren't necessarily liking to go and see shows that now they are, which is great in some aspect, but like, I like seeing shows at Crescent. I love seeing my favorite band.
Oh, you're saying shows are going to sell out faster now?
Sell out faster.
Everyone who's been bored for the last year and a half stuck in their house is going to find it.
Exactly.
Like, maybe.
And like, where, you know, Built to Spill, we saw them, I've seen them numerous times at Crescent, and it's amazing because I'm 3 feet away from Doug singing and I'm fucking loving it. But they also
sounds like heaven. I wish there was a show tonight.
They also did really well at Van Buren.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And you know, I'm sure that they
I've
got booked
at so many places.
I'm sure they got booked at Van Buren because of Afghan Whigs, which is great too. But they were the headliner. Built to Spill was the headliner that day.
Yeah, so yeah, they both swapped on, I guess, depending on the popularity in the city. Maybe,
and they always sell out. They always sell out everything. Crescent Ballroom.
They've always sold out. Phoenix. They sold out Nita's every time they played there.
Right.
I saw them sell out the fucking Marquee twice back in the day.
So I'm
and, you know, almost, Mason Jar. I've seen them so many places. It's crazy.
So it's like
They come here twice a year.
That could get away with playing at Crescent and sell it out, they're going to have to play at Van Buren. And they'll be selling that out too, which is great for them, but it sucks for me because I like to be standing right
there.
They're
going to have to do that. What is it, the company that owns all those venues? They're going to have to get an even bigger one than Van Buren pretty soon.
Yeah.
In the next 2 years, once this shit goes back to, I don't want to use the word, that N-word normal.
Right.
But back to some semblance of, you know, people out and about again without fear and a disease, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, fucking, hopefully in the next year and a half, everyone will get vaccinated and we won't have to fucking worry about this shit. Not like we have, but you never know.
You never know.
You know?
Or on to the next thing or whatever.
Right? Where are the spaceships? Here they come. Have you ever gone to the Mesa one? I guess considered Mesa off Gilbert Road. Way the fuck out there. I guess it's not that far, but
I kind of think we went there. I feel like we've gone there.
I'm pretty sure we have. I don't remember, though. Last time, we just went to what? This one in Mill, right?
And Chandler, too.
And Chandler?
Yeah. Okay.
We could go to Camelback, too.
Hey.
That one's good.
Yeah.
That's where I found fucking reason to believe after 20 years. Which I'm pretty sure it's probably still in LA if she has